Let's head to the phone lines to talk with our folks at the United Way of Greater Lorain County. Ashley Hampson joins us. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Great. Let's talk about some of the things that you guys have ready September. One of the things I wanted to talk about, just sort of the wrap-up on that, is the Stuff the Bus. That was a big event going on through parts of August as kids are getting back to school. So you were able to get a lot of school supplies, I guess, into the hands of the kids out there that are learning now.
Yeah, we were. So school supplies are one of the items that we actually collect year-round, but we do a big push for it in the summer. And we provide kind of all the tools for local businesses and storefronts to host a school supply collection. We actually doubled the number of school supply collections this year over last year, which we were really, really proud of, and ended up getting about 22,000 items out there to school districts all across Lorain County.
That's great. And it's always good to be the facilitator, and then there's other organizations that can kind of help get them to the kids that need them, families as well. But let's move on to our Small Business United. This thing is just growing. Every week there seems to be something new going on. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So, Ryan Aroney, our CEO, he's just been wanting to work with small businesses for a while. And obviously small businesses have been really hit with COVID. But how can we, use our network to draw more folks to the great small businesses that really make up our community? And so we launched this initiative called Small Business United, where we work with individual businesses to figure out a way that works for them to offer their customers a way to donate and give back to the community through United Way. And then that allows us to try to draw more people to them. So we've had a lot of great partnerships. Oberlin IGA has done a couple of 5% of sales donated days, and they also offer register roundup for any customer coming in. That's been really wonderful. We also have a couple of businesses who offer that. And then we've had also a couple really cool featured products that businesses have done. So two brewery partnerships have been really great. One with Franklin Brewing. I believe it is still available. They are doing a quarterly philanthropy brew. It's a specialty crafted beer that is called Philanthropy, and a portion of the proceeds come back to United Way. For summer, it was a mango milkshake IPA, and you can get that in 4-packs. But you can also get that at Lorenzo's in Oberlin on tap and the Bulldog in LaGrange on tap. And then the second one, Unplugged Brewery, they're going to be doing a limited run of their Elevated IPA, and they actually recolored the can design to be United Way brand colors, and a portion of every 4-pack of that sold will also be donated to United Way. So some just really creative partnerships out there. We're trying to get businesses all throughout the county. It's a year-long evergreen thing, so if small businesses want to be a part of the initiative, they can always reach out to us. And then to see all the businesses who are participating, you can go to uwlorainecounty.org/smallbusinessunited.
I know you visit businesses throughout the county when you're looking for them to help donate, the annual fundraising like this. So this is just sort of a different component and a different way of kind of reaching into those different communities to kind of keep them connected to the United Way.
Yeah, and it's always, a way for us to get out there in terms of what we do, too. So we kind of give our 2-on-1 cards to all of our small business partners. So if folks are in need, they can also, learn about how to get connected to services.
Ashley, speaking of getting around, getting out, I know the United Way is involved in a transportation survey. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, so every year we put out a transportation survey, so a survey to individuals basically who live, work, or play in Lorain County. So we just want to learn from the community in terms of what are the transportation needs, because we know that is a struggle for a lot of folks. Our Lorain County Mobility Management Impact Initiative, which we lead in partnership with Move Lorain County, every year they survey folks to learn what are those needs. And particularly when we look at folks with disabilities or seniors, and then that really sets their priorities for the year in terms of how they can build partnerships. So, for example, this past year, they, you know, learned that transportation was a challenge to get people to vaccines. So we worked with Lakota Way, with Horizon Education Centers, with Life Care Ambulance to get more transportation options out there to folks in need or folks in rural areas that may not have access to public transportation.
Talking this morning with Ashley Hampson from United Way of Greater Lorain County here on things that are going on. What's going on with United We Sweat? Has that been on pause, or is that something starting up again? What's going on this time around?
Yeah, so United We Sweat, this is another year-round initiative. It's been, you know, so basically we offer free fitness classes all throughout the county. It's been a little bit slower with COVID in terms of not being able to offer as many classes. But September is kind of a big month for us, particularly with our partner, the University Hospital's Avon Fitness Center. So they offer a lot of free fitness classes at the health center in Avon. Particularly just in this month, we try to kind of focus people on these opportunities. We're actually going to be relaunching our website and offering more virtual opportunities as well, so keep an eye out there. But you still can go to unitedwesweat.org and see all the listings that currently exist.
Sounds good. Hey, Ashley, that Firefish Festival thing's going on down there. Do you guys get a good view of some of that stuff when you're down there on Broadway?
Yeah, we do. That's one of the things that we love the most about being on Broadway is, you know, we've got our big storefront windows and we get a cool view on everything going on. So it's you know, obviously COVID's been really tough, but I think that all the businesses down here on Broadway have really kind of banded together and have been doing some really cool things to draw people and support the businesses that seem to be opening all the time, new ones. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah. Still looking for volunteers. What's the status on that for you guys?
Yeah, so volunteer engagement, of course, is really important to us. We've been building back new opportunities for that. So we've got some dates on the calendar for Saturday. We call them Saturday Sorts. As part of our Collect, Sort, Deliver program, which is, you know, one of the things that we collect is school supplies, but we also collect tampons and pads, books, and professional clothes. We have volunteers come in and help sort through those, quality check those, inventory those, because those are to make those available to local agencies to give folks for free. So, yeah, check out our calendar as those new volunteer opportunities pop up.
Sounds good. You can check out the Facebook page, United Way of Greater Lorain County, also the uwlorainecounty.org or 211 if you need help in any way. Ashley, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.